Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Thanks to the Red Door guys. That was an awesome giveaway. Four tickets to the VCU home opener against Wagner. You'll hear that right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Setting up for a big Monday show. If the Commanders can get the win, if UVA can get the win, and setting up for the VCU pregame show, I'm looking forward to Monday's broadcast from Capital Ale House. Joining us right now from River City Roll, sitting in the Hadid Mercer rug cleaning hot seat, it is Frank Maloney from Who's Talking. What's up, Frank?
It's great to be here. This is an exciting time. Football has taken on a life of its own, right? And basketball starts Monday night, and Habbo's so excited, I think he's already in the car driving to Charlottesville so he can report in on Monday night's show on what it's like to be in JPJ again with a team that was picked this week by Sports Illustrated to be top 20.
Yeah.
And it shows that people are starting to figure out Virginia's got players. Now, can Ryan Odom get these guys to run a little bit cleaner, fewer turnovers, and a little bit better rim protection and better perimeter defense so that people don't get wide-open shots? He's got to teach them.
I think the defense is going to create more turnovers than it did last year with more of his full-court pressure and maybe half-court trap. I'm looking forward to it, but you just mentioned it. Take a look at what we've got going on in the sports world today. Like, we've got a Game 6 tonight in the World Series.
And did we ever Toronto had a chance?
I mean, I love Vlad Guerrero Jr. I didn't think they would have the pitching. I didn't know they'd have a 22-year-old would come up and strike out 12 different guys.
You know, that's one of the most surprising performances in a long time in Major League Baseball.
Yeah. I mean, you think about how the Dodgers bounced back in games 2 and 3 with Shohei's incredible 9 times he reached base, and yet the Blue Jays didn't back down, right? And so they've flipped this series completely. Now it's the Dodgers with their backs against the wall.
And can the Dodgers rally? It's been a while since the Dodgers were backed into a corner.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see. I like their manager. Remind me his name. I see his face.
Dodgers manager, Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
So Roberts has to play some psychological games with his team going into this next game. He's got to find a way to get them to pull the Bjorn Borg, and that means forget about the last loss. Borg was famous for being able to just block it out and playing the next guy better than anybody.
Yeah. So that's Game 6 tonight in the World Series. NBA season's underway. Hockey's going on. College football, college basketball, NFL. Mm. I mean, it's a sports fan's dream right now.
Well, if you can't enjoy the sports landscape right now and all these crazy competitions, there's something wrong. Now, let's talk about the Wahoos.
Have they ever been to California Memorial Stadium? Have they played at Cal?
To my knowledge, no. I know they've played in the Coliseum in L.A. against Southern Cal in the famous game where the referees cheated Virginia out of the brilliant fake punt play that would have won the game. Virginia's players faked the punt and then threw the ball over the rushing defensive lineman, and he had a phalanx of blockers. They're running down the field, and there was a flag, and everybody said, what did he do wrong? Was someone offsides? They showed the replay. Nobody was offsides. It turned out like Monday or Tuesday, the Pac-12 had to reprimand the referee crew, and everybody for UVA said, so what? Give us the playback. All right, here's what's going to happen. Virginia is favored today by 5.5 points against Cal. To me, the key to this game is, will Virginia run the football?
I totally agree. And it just makes Chandler Morris's job easier.
Well, and Des Kitching's the offensive coordinator. It'd be nice to be 2nd and 7 or 2nd and 6 as opposed to 2nd down and 9 or 10. They cannot get behind the chains again. They played that way the whole game against Carolina. Now, to the credit of the Virginia defense, they raised their game in Chapel Hill last Saturday.
The defense has kind of led them to the last few victories. I mean, only scored 22 points in that home against Washington State. I mean,
right.
The defense won that game with the safety.
Right. Now, some of that was affected by Virginia special teams that played very well, and the Virginia offense had no turnovers.
And they have not lost a fumble yet this season.
And so I'm knocking on wood.
Yeah.
If the Cavahoos can avoid turnovers, keep playing defense like they've been playing. And to me, the other big thing, I think the offense just has to be better on 1st and 2nd down. And,
well, that's the offensive line needs to play better, right?
Well, now here's the thing. I just checked the injury report.
Because the center was back.
He's back. So he should be in a little bit better game shape now.
Yeah.
So that guy's name is Brady Wilson. He has got to play better. He had a terrible game against Carolina. Now, I'm convinced he was just rough around the edges after being on the shelf for a few weeks. He'll be better this week. Sage Ennis has to help at tight end. He has to help the Virginia right tackle, Jack Whitmer. And they need to double-team that right end so that Cal cannot put too much pressure on Morris. I think Boley will play fine. Josie has been playing well enough to be All-ACC. I do think this is the game that Morris has to be very careful with the football. He can't hold on to it, but he also can't throw it into double coverage.
Right.
Cam Ross is probably going to be able to play. He's probable this week. He is a big-time weapon. I like John Rogers, the tight end, is probable. I expect both of them to play this week. They are terrific football players. The player they're still missing on offensive line who is not out for the year is Kevin Wigginton. That guy's got to get healthy for these next three games. I know he's going to miss this game. But, you know, this is a game where Virginia is the better team, but they've got to get off to a good start. They've got to establish the run.
Take Cal's confidence away from them.
Yes.
I look at Chandler Morris this season, and I wonder, what is up with his completion percentage in the last three games? It's fallen off. I mean, he was averaging almost 73% completion percentage. It's like 60.
Which is crazy. But most coaches would be happy with 60%.
So you think he's just regressing to the mean here?
No, I just think the injury to his left shoulder, it's the AC joint.
Yeah.
I just think the pain tolerance, if he can manage it okay and not do something crazy like in the second quarter, go off on some Mad Hatter scramble, he has got to slide. He's got to get out of bounds. He throw the ball. Throw it away.
Right.
Virginia needs him in these coming games. Again,
but also his completion percentage falling off goes hand in hand with the amount of sacks he's taken the last.
Well,
weeks.
It's the last couple of games, Virginia was playing with one arm tied behind their back. They didn't have Brady Wilson until last weekend, and he was so out of shape. He wasn't ready for game conditions. Also, Belichick is a genius on defense, and he put 4 and 5 guys up in the line of scrimmage and kept the linebackers close to the line. He said he dared Virginia to throw the football.
We got Frank Maloney here with us from Who's Talking. You hear Mondays on the Fan. Virginia 7-1, 4-0 in the ACC, and they got another investment into the program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
All that I know at this point, and I've asked some people, it's a multi-million dollar gift. It's a new donor, which is awesome. And it's also a guy that has been a friend of the program for years. And so what's happening is
there's... People are starting to buy in.
Well, there's buy-in. And that's what I was going to say. They see that the culture is improving. They hear the interviews from the players. The players on Virginia's team like each other. They like practicing with each other. They like competing with each other. And it's readily apparent to the fan base that these guys aren't just mercenaries. They're likable guys. They love being at Virginia. And, it's been very few times since George Welch was coaching that Virginia's had a shot at 8 wins with 3 games to go in the season.
Yeah.
And the possibility of obviously a good bowl and also, I say, a decent chance of making Charlotte to play in the ACC title game. Obviously, they've got to run the table because Georgia Tech has beaten everybody.
Yep. We'll see what happens this weekend in the ACC. But as of right now, ESPN's playoff projector has a 15% chance that UVA will make it. We'll go around the ACC and also take a quick look at the best college football games that will be taking place this weekend. Frank Maloney, I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Come on down Friday and Saturday nights, live music and entertainment. The pizza's banging, the wings are good, great beer selection, and of course you can bowl here at River City Roll. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. We've got Frank Maloney with us here from Who's Talking that you can check out Mondays here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Time to talk all things college football locally and nationally with University Drive.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
So, Frank, the ACC, in my mind, is the always chaos conference, and I think it's the standings are going to shake up after this weekend. Look, Georgia Tech's at the top of the standings right now. They're 5-0 and undefeated on the season. Virginia's right behind them. But Pittsburgh, Louisville, SMU, Duke, and Miami are not out of it. There certainly could be a one-loss team into the ACC championship. And I even think there could be a two-loss team if things continue to go crazy. So I have SMU at home beating Miami this weekend. That's one of my biggest upsets.
So Miami is giving 12.5 points.
It's now down to 10.5.
Okay, and I'm just going to say this. Miami is still angry that they lost that game at home against Louisville. I think that the coaching staff is all over those players, and Carson Beck needs wins if he wants to get into the Heisman race again. He was, you know, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, he was in that race. I think Virginia is going to play tough and find a way to win. Right now they're favored by 5.5. Louisville VPI is a very interesting game.
The fact that it's in Blacksburg,
yep,
and they've turned it around slightly here, but the crowd's going to make a big difference, and then it'll come down to Kyron Drones' ability.
If they stay. Now, here's the rub. I've been hearing from quite a few of my older buddies about they're lamenting the fact that the students are leaving the stadium at halftime to go tailgate. They don't care what the score is.
To go tailgate.
Well, they're just
that's incredible.
By the way, it's at JMU. Go to a JMU game. The parking lots are full. You'd think it was Mardi Gras.
Hey, that happened at the UVA Florida State game I went to, so I don't want to hear it.
Well, listen.
UVA fans didn't come into the game till the third quarter when they realized they had a chance to win.
They were there at the beginning, but then they left early.
To go drink.
And they went to party. Well, listen.
Who doesn't like a party?
Listen, Virginia alumni and students love letting off steam.
What was your drink of choice when you were in college?
Oh, it was Jim Beam or Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I didn't really like beer. You had to drink some beer. But, you know, I always thought, hey, you could have one or two bourbons.
Yeah, let's get straight to it.
And you were good. You didn't need more, right?
You sail for the rest of the night. So does NC State have a chance to end Georgia Tech's perfect season? With C.J. Bailey at quarterback, I absolutely think they do.
Well, he has the capability. But like I said during the break, without Concepcion, NC State doesn't have enough teeth to their offense. And I think Georgia Tech is so well coached. That Brent Key, I'd be shocked if like two or three of the SEC schools didn't go after him after this season and back up a Brinks truck. Mm-hmm. Right now, ESPN's computer said Georgia Tech is – got a 71% chance of beating State. I think they'll find a way to win. It may not be pretty.
Now, you know this just like I do, though.
Yeah.
These home games in the ACC,
yeah,
a lot of times that's the difference. We'll see how the crowd will be for NC State.
NC State has good crowds.
Yeah, and the problem is they're playing against a Heisman favorite right now in Haynes King, and the more he wins, the more you're going to hear his name mentioned with those like – John Mateer.
He makes great decisions. He's very fast. You know, he's Forrest Gump fast. when he goes down the line of scrimmage, if you don't have one of your best tacklers honing in on him, he's gone.
Yeah. All right. So, ACC teams getting to the college football playoffs. What's it going to take?
Well, I think it's got to be. I mean, let's talk about Virginia and Georgia Tech. I think they both have to run the table to remove any doubt. And that would get two teams in.
I think Georgia Tech can lose to Georgia.
If they play them tight,
I
can see that.
I don't like to live in a world where we are going to penalize teams for playing an extra game in a conference championship.
Right.
And so if UVA gets into a situation where they win out and then lose to Georgia Tech in the ACC title game, they need to be in the CFP.
Well, there should be no shame in that because Georgia Tech has proven – that they're a top-notch team. And a team all season long, they've hovered between 7 and 5 in the polls. You know, it also depends on what some of these other schools do. You know, did anybody ever think that Vandy would be 7-1?
Well, if you watched Diego Pavia last year and then you saw that he was going to come back, you thought they'd be exciting. I don't think you thought they'd be 7-1.
Listen, he stands the line of scrimmage and he's yelling things out like Peyton Manning used to.
Well, that's what's exciting about this weekend, and why don't we transition to some of the best games?
Yes.
That's an elimination game for Vanderbilt this weekend. Vanderbilt, Texas. Only one team will survive.
You know, that's been postulated in quite a number of publications that I've read. This is a game where Vandy can't afford to lose to the 20th-ranked team, right? They got to find a way to win this game. And I think they will. Hell, that coach is unbelievable. He gets as much credit as Brent Key at Georgia Tech.
So Texas versus Vanderbilt, it is the 5-6 matchup in the SEC. And like I said, I think it's an elimination game. I see the SEC getting five teams in. The winner's still alive. They've got Ole Miss, Georgia, Alabama, and Texas A&M ahead of them. Those four teams probably feel safe unless there's a collapse at the end of the year.
Well, it's funny. I think there's just as good a chance of, especially in the SEC and possibly even the Big Ten, that there will be some surprises. This thing is not going to go chalk to the end. The seasons are so long. The fan bases are so rabid. Anything can happen. And, hey, look, Louisville is 6-1 in the ACC. Miami is 6-1. Vandy, 7-1. Ole Miss, 7-1. Oregon, 7-1. Georgia, 6-1. Alabama, 7-1. And then, obviously, Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas A&M.
I just don't think you can get in with two losses one of those conferences.
I don't think so this year. I think there was all that talk in years past, but I think there's going to be a lot of sympathetic people in that room if, for instance, Virginia gets there and they're 11-1. I think they're going to have to say, here's a school that's having an amazing season.
Yeah. Well,
Georgia Tech is 11-1?
Right. Virginia could use Notre Dame dropping a game because Notre Dame is on their last life.
Yeah.
And now they have a favorable schedule for them to win out, but that would help Virginia. And then you look at the Big 12. Is the Big 12 just going to get one team in, or will they surprise some people?
Well, Texas Tech is hanging around.
Cincinnati is hanging around.
It's Cincinnati. And so, again,
I mean, and then BYU is still undefeated.
Well, yeah, and who are they playing? I haven't really studied them.
Bear Bachmeyer was a 5-star recruit that came into there and has been fantastic this year.
Yep.
I'm kind of surprised that they have yet to lose a game, but they've got Texas Tech this weekend. Like we said, these are the elimination type games over the next few weeks here.
I do think Texas Tech is the real deal. I caught one of their games a couple weeks ago. They play smash mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same is true of Texas A&M. I feel sorry for anybody playing Texas A&M in the weeks ahead. He's got some bulldozers on both sides of the ball, and they don't take no. And I don't know how Indiana has stayed 8-0 this year. It's going to be interesting to see what they do coming down the stretch. I'm assuming they're playing Ohio State or Michigan here at the end of the year. I don't remember the end of the...
They've got Maryland, then Penn State, Wisconsin, and Purdue. Penn State's the difficult game, but that doesn't look nearly as difficult in the last few weeks. And James Franklin's been fired. James Franklin seems to be the front runner for Virginia Tech right now. I know you wanted to talk about some of the coaching openings.
I would like to talk about that. I think Virginia Tech is throwing everything they can at him. They think that he's the kind of steady Eddie recruiter and... team manager.
I think James Franklin's not going to win a national championship at Virginia Tech, but I think he's going to win the ACC in one of his first 5 years there, and that's why you do that. He never won the big game at Penn State, but they were in the big game. Virginia Tech hasn't been in the big game
in a long time now.
So, and then you look at the fact that where are all his best players from at Penn State? The DMV.
Yes.
The DMV. He knows the DMV as well as anybody that's coaching in the East Coast. This is the hire that you need to have happen, but it's not the greatest hire. Writing the ship hire.
Well, it's because it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
And Tech has had two misfires.
A lot of people aren't going to like going back to the Penn State coaching tree.
By the way, that's not my language. That's what I've been reading. I think the Hokies desperately want a proven competitor, and Franklin can do it. Now, the Hokies got to go buy him a helicopter because that guy likes to fly and make an appearance and make an impression by flying to high schools.
Right.
Okay. That costs a lot of money, and you got to pay to have a pilot on standby all the time. Are they going to do that? How much money are they willing to pay? $8-9 million? What do you think he's going to get?
Yeah, it's going to be...
It ain't going to be $4 million.
It's going to be a big-ass contract.
It's not going to be $4 or $5 million.
Yeah.
He's holding all the cards.
Right. And it's going to be interesting. Who ends up at Penn State? Who ends up at LSU?
So hold on. I got the Penn State thing for you. Ready?
Okay.
I did some research. Matt Rhule just got a contract extension at Nebraska for 2 more years.
Yeah.
But they didn't increase his pay. So Matt Rhule.
So you think Matt Rhule just went on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, talked all about how excited he is to remain at Nebraska,
yes.
And then he's going to bounce.
I'm not saying he's going to bounce, but it's hard to ignore the fact that he played there.
Yeah.
Listen, how do you get that out of your system? I don't think you do. I don't know Matt Rhule from Adam, but that is one thing. I mean, he met his wife there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot leaning in his favor, and you know he's going to be treated with kid gloves if he comes back and makes a tour and meets with the AD and all that.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I mean, he's the guy that has made it to the top, right?
Yep.
He got the head coaching job at the Carolina Panthers. Only lasted about 3 years there, but he has, I think, kind of done an impressive job at Nebraska so far.
I think so. You got to give him credit.
I mean, it's a hard place to win.
What are they, 6-2?
And then the LSU opening is going to be very interesting because
the rumor is, and it's a big joke to me, is Saban's going to come back
right.
for a couple of short years.
Ed Ogeron's putting his name in the ring now. He wants to come back.
Well, he wants free gumbo for life.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think either one are legitimate.
What's the best opening right now?
That's hard to say.
Because Florida is very, very interesting.
Well,
right? And you think about how Spurrier had them rolling.
And if Florida State keeps losing in Tallahassee.
I think he's open.
I think he's history. So Florida and Florida State may open up.
Yeah.
And those are really good.
Well, Florida is open. Florida's open.
Right. But, I mean, meaning you have the access to recruit one of the most talent-rich states. Everybody in the country goes down to Florida.
Yeah. And then, you know, will there be other openings? If Texas keeps losing, Sark is already being flirting with the Titans. He wants to go to the NFL.
Well,
if Texas opens up, that's going to be interesting.
I think he knows that's hard. Now, you know, an interesting thing about Texas, don't be surprised if Arch Manning decides to open up his search because he's getting criticized for his toothbrush.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy, he's...
The media has destroyed Arch Manning this season, and quietly they've won 3 games in a row, and
yep.
they are still in the thick of things in the SEC. Frank,
yes.
Thanks for stopping by. We got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Frank Maloney from Who's Talking here with us here. Thanks for stopping by. Tell us a little bit about Monday's show.
We have a very unusual situation in that this is that crossover time of the year. As you know, VCU is playing their first game down at the Siegel Center on Monday night. And our show is going to get bumped up, and we're going to start at 5 o'clock on Monday, which is the first time this year we've gone early. I will be in studio. Bobby Call will call in to talk football with us. Jim Hobgood will call in from John Paul Jones Arena to preview the first basketball game.
Who's UVA taking on?
Ryder.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've got my good friend David Deck, former goalie who coaches lacrosse on Southside. He's going to join me to talk about the fall lax report. Virginia apparently had a very good scrimmage the weekend before last up at Georgetown, and apparently the offense was clicking unlike all of last year. And the coaches are jacked up, and I'm excited for lacrosse.
And I know you're excited for baseball season as well.
Well, Chris Pollard, and I just learned this on Wednesday afternoon, he did not have some NIL war chest when he made the transition to Virginia, leaving Duke. What he did, somehow he went out and convinced 10, 11, 12 guys to come to Virginia and play for him, but he wasn't waving his wallet. And I'm telling
you, waving the education flag.
I'm telling you, that's my kind of coach. You know, let's figure out how to turn this thing around where it's just not some negotiation over cash. Because
yeah.
I think you and I have always agreed it's not healthy for the kids or the sports or for the fan bases, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, we both agree. It needs to be long-term contracts, less transferring. Let's get to the Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio as I would give out the keys to victory and pathway to success. Frank, I've told you this before. This is the most downloaded segment. Every single week people hit me up. AWOD, I didn't hear the keys. Can I get the keys? How's Washington going to win, especially when our backs are against the wall? And this team has just suffered defeat after defeat after defeat. It feels like this season has been nothing but losses. In fact, it feels like over a month since we won a game. In fact, it was just October 5th. But it feels like forever ago that we won a game. It feels like it's been a while since I've seen Jaden Daniels play. He is supposed to return for Sunday Night Football, Washington against Seattle. First key to victory. Man, I love that this game is at home. But the first key to victory in this one is to run the ball successfully. Something we have not done over the last few games. We need over 100 yards on the ground and 3.3 yards per carry. 3.3. This team needs to be able to run the ball for first downs like they did last year. Think about last game against the Kansas City Chiefs. 4th and 1 in their side of the field, and we threw it deep. That's not winning football. You put the ball into the running back's hand, and you let him push forward for 1 yard because you trust your offensive line, because you trust that you're going to win in the trenches. We need to be better at running the football. First key to victory, run the ball successfully over 100 yards. Second key, the Chiefs went up and down the field. The Chiefs went up and down the field. Seattle has the exact same ability to go up and down the field. We need stops on third downs. The second key to victory is to give up less than 400 yards of total offense. And unfortunately, that hasn't happened very much this season. The defense has just let us down this year. The offense has not been as good as it was last year, but the defense somehow has taken a step back. And a defense that wasn't even very good last season has slightly regressed. I'm hoping that Marshon Lattimore could build off of his interception last week. Dan Quinn thought that was his best game in a Commander's uniform. Give up less than 400 yards of total offense to the Seattle Seahawks. Need those third down stops like we did last week against the Chiefs. Third key to victory, at home on Sunday Night Football. Sunday Night Football with the crowd into it, right? I think everything is a factor that helps Washington. It's a primetime game. It's at home. It's sold out, and they're going to be wearing the Super Bowl retro throwback uniforms. It's going to look so great under the lights. But we got to score the damn ball to win this game. I'm so sick and tired, and I know you are too, Stubb, of watching 15 minutes of football before we even get up and go. We have to score in the first quarter.
It's so brutal.
We haven't scored in the first quarter since, what, the Raiders game? Falcons blanked us. Chargers blanked us. Bears blanked us. Cowboys blanked us. Chiefs blanked us. So the third key to victory is points on the first drive of the game and points on the first drive of the second half. Four full quarters of football to win. None of this BS crap where we show up in the middle of the second quarter or we go to halftime and it's 7-7. And you know what? It wasn't worth watching a second of that second half because we didn't score the damn ball.
Hey, do they know whether McLaurin can play this week?
McLaurin's out.
Well, that's devastating because, in my opinion, that allows other defensive coordinators to load the box. And they say, go ahead and throw it to everybody but Samuels.
We do not have a vertical passing game. That's right. Absolutely true.
Yep.
We need to give Luke McCaffrey another opportunity because he showed up in that Chargers game and Jaden hit him, and that's when they got rolling. But that's the difference in the offense this year. And you could go on hard on McLaurin all you want because I've already turned on him. All right? Believe me. I turned on him the moment he held out. All right, that's not a team-friendly guy. But it's a team game, and we need one person to be a vertical threat in this game. We cannot win without an explosive pass down the field. Third key to victory, points on the first drive, points on the first drive of the second half. I don't care if they're three. We got to score in a quarter of football. Pathway to success, more sacks on Sam Darnold than Jaden gets. Limit Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He is their big play guy. I think he's got at least three touchdowns of 40 or more yards this year. Can't let that happen. How does Jaden stay healthy? The offensive line has to protect him. And then you mentioned it, right? No McLaurin. We've got nobody that really scares defenders on a vertical route. But Debo does scare you across the middle because he can catch and run. We need to get Debo Samuel going again. It's been almost a month now since he showed up on the injury report with that heel injury. We got to get the same Debo back that we had to start the season when he was a game wrecker. Debo Samuel getting going. That's part of the pathway to success. Your keys to victory. Run the ball for over 100 yards. 3.3 yards per carry, give up less than 400 yards of total offense to the Seahawks by getting stops on third down, and points on the first drive of the game, and points on the first drive of the second half. The offense last year, Frank, was scoring 29 points per game.
And fantastic to watch every game.
I'm telling you right now, if we were scoring 29 points per game, Washington would not be 3-5. In fact,
agreed,
we would be 6-2. Got to score 29 points to win this game against the Seahawks. 29 points. That's my number. 29 points to get the win. Keys to victory and pathway to success. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. And we are live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Come on down for the Halloween party tonight. It's going to be a ton of fun. I love spooky season. And I told my friend, Stubb, there's nothing better than the first impression you get when you see your friend wearing a costume. Like, there's just nothing better than you walk in and your buddy is dressed up like Frankenstein. You're like, what the hell? You know, you walk in on one Fred and he's dressed up like the average Joe's from Dodgeball. It's just, it's the first impression is always, always fun. We're closing out the show. We usually highlight the biggest sporting event of the night, but we have to give out the certified NFL game of the week here on The Fan.
This is AWOD's certified game of the week. Officially recognized as the NFL game this weekend that is certain to meet the qualifications or viewing standards set by football guys around the country.
Touchdown! Tie game! Launching downfield, and it is caught!
Guaranteed to be a football guy's football game.
All right, so we've got Bears-Bengals, and that's just not the game of the week. Vikings-Lions, I mean, last year that might have been the game of the week. Not this year. Panthers-Packers, I expect a pack to roll all over the Carolina Panthers. Chargers-Titans, that's one team going in a good direction, one team going in the opposite direction. Falcons-Patriots is intriguing for me. I want to see Bijan Robinson bounce back, and Drake May has been one of the best quarterbacks this season. I'm not putting him in the MVP conversation. I can't believe that's what Orlovsky was saying on ESPN, but he's certainly playing well. 49ers-Giants is not really interesting to me at all. Colts-Steelers, I'm all in on that one. Frank, you know that is our bet for the week. That is our breakfast bet.
Well,
I am in on the Steelers. Michael Phillips is in on the Colts. If it ends up with the Colts getting a 3-point victory, Stubbs the lucky winner, he gets free breakfast.
Well, you know the Colts have got the tight end from Penn State by way of
Tyler
Richmond.
Warren.
They've also got the tight end that used to be a basketball player.
Yeah, Mo Ali Cox, my high school buddy.
You got to get out of the way.
I know. He used to sleep over at my house. My dad would come downstairs and see his feet hanging off the couch. He's like, "Who the hell is that?"
He's a big man,
dude. Yeah, I mean the longest legs, the biggest hands ever.
You know, he once said in a press conference that he had been recruited by Virginia and Virginia Tech, and everybody burst out laughing.
To play football?
No, to play basketball.
Uh-huh.
And one of his teammates teased him. He said, "Dude, that didn't happen." And everyone broke up.
Well, I'll tell you, one of my favorite things ever was when Mo, we were in probably junior year college or high school, he came over to my house, and we were literally in my garage because it was raining outside playing basketball on like a little toy hoop. And
he
all of a sudden,
killed you.
Shaka Smart called him. And just wanted to check up on him because he was one of his recruits. And I was like, put the phone on speakerphone. And I heard Shaka talking to Mo.
Was that fun?
It was so cool. And then, yeah, he dunked on me.
Hey, you've got to give him credit. He has transitioned from one sport to another. And I've seen him in games do some amazing things.
I cannot believe how long his NFL career has lasted.
I think that's one of the most shocking developments in all of the NFL.
It's unfreaking believable.
I agree.
He's 32 years old now. He graduated from VCU and has spent his entire adult career in the NFL.
All right.
Year after year, he keeps making the roster, and he's one of the best blocking tight ends in football.
He's massive.
I mean, he should be given more credit for the fact that Jonathan Taylor is first in yards, first in carries, first in touchdowns.
Yes.
My guy Mo is leading the way.
All right, how about Kansas City at Buffalo?
Yeah, that is by far the certified AWOD Radio NFL game of the weekend. I mean, Stubb, you said we don't even really need to do the segment. Everyone's going to be locked in 425 on CBS.
That's the game. It's kind of the best rivalry in the NFL right now. It's maybe the best two quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Lamar Jackson could obviously slot in there. But, I mean, this is just the game you want to watch every season.
Yeah, and we asked Mark Schofield, who needs this one more, right? Last year when they played, it was obvious Buffalo needed the win, give themselves confidence to go do it in the postseason. They weren't able to. Once again, I think Buffalo needs the win, but not for the confidence to go out and beat Kansas City in the postseason. To win their own damn division.
Right.
With how New England's playing.
And get home field advantage.
Yeah. And that's everything. Because Kansas City could go on the road and win in the playoffs. I don't think Buffalo can. So that is the certified AWOD Radio game of the week. 425 on CBS. Monday Night Football, I think, is going to be a stinker. I've got Dallas all over Arizona. The offense for the Cowboys is legit. Washington on Sunday Night Football, I want it to be a good game. I want it to be. I would be okay if Washington wanted to win 30-3.
Do we know?
But
I
want it to be a good game.
Do we know the betting line for that? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's Seattle -2.5.
What, Washington should be able to win this game?
They should be able to. It has been bet down. It opened at Seattle -3.5. When McLaurin was rolled out, I think it moved up to 4.5. But then now that Jaden Daniels is definitely playing, Dan Quinn did confirm that today. JD5 is back. And you know what? Sundays are just fun with Jaden Daniels. They really are.
All right, fascinating.
We close out the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night every day on AWOD Radio. And on Fridays, the biggest sporting event of the weekend, we call this segment Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day and it's Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day. Game Day.
You know, Friday Night Lights in the ACC has been fun this season, but I'm not sure from the dome at Syracuse, 3-5 Syracuse against 2-5 North Carolina is going to be any fun.
Well, will the Syracuse head coach be there? Because he's being rumored for all of the jobs down south.
Yeah, I know. Fran Brown?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he got that big win at the end of last season against Clemson. That kind of got him some notoriety there.
Yep.
But things have not been great for them this season, but it's been worse in Chapel Hill for Chapel Bill. and North Carolina. Memphis Rice is your game in the American on ESPN2. And the reason I bring that up is because the JMU Dukes fans are watching the American this weekend. They need Navy to lose, Memphis to lose, Tulane to lose to open things up for them. South Florida lost, but the Dukes absolutely have a chance if they win out to be the G5 team in the college football playoffs. But right now, Navy's undefeated. Well, they have to still play Notre Dame.
So the bad news story there for Duke fans is if he gets hot and those things break their way, here's another coach that's going to leave him.
The JMU Dukes, Bob Chesney?
He's already being talked about.
And I mean,
it would be devastating to that program.
That would be devastating.
To lose another head coach so quickly.
Just 2 years later. Yeah. Yep. And especially when you see Indiana is arguably the best team in the country right now.
Which is crazy.
I mean, it's just, that's coaching. That is coaching. Because I tell you, it's not the recruits they're getting to play football at the Hoosiers.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Elko, who was just at Duke a couple of years ago, has Texas A&M top three.
Yeah.
And you have to tip your hat to that guy.
Yep.
Because he's getting it done.
So there's great college football games on Friday night, but it's the World Series, Game 6. Mm. That has to be the event to watch tonight in the sports world.
Can the Dodgers climb out of the doldrums?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I want to know what Ohtani will do. Because he's the kind of guy, he's like the Michael Jordan, the Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Then in the biggest moments he will show up. I would be shocked if he doesn't get on base twice and maybe have a home run tonight.
Well, he could very easily have, you know, a game of multi-base hits.
Yeah.
The other thing is, he's liable to do at least one or two things where everybody goes, wow. Will that be enough to light a fire for the rest? Like, Mookie Betts has not done the things he normally does.
No, I think they'll get a good game from Freddie Freeman. He's Mr. Postseason.
He's had a couple good games.
Yep, and has had a solid career in the postseason. So, World Series Game 6 tonight. Frank, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Adam.
Do you have a costume?
You know, I've got an old costume. I'm at that point in life where, you know, I don't worry about these costumes anymore, but I do have an old one that's, you know, it's decent, and it'll get me by, you know.
Well, I'm excited to give away candy, and then I'm not excited for my costume. My promise to you is that I will do better next year. All right? I'm going to do it myself instead of going to Spirit Halloween. For Frank Maloney, Stubb running the ones and twos. Jeremy, thanks for filling in this week and helping out on the board. I'm AWOD. Grant and Danny drive you home here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Happy Halloween. Enjoy your weekend. Go Commanders, go. I'll speak with you guys on Monday, or if you listen to 910 tomorrow morning, you'll hear me on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.